It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeff Vaughn with Neil Spencer tonight here live from the Nest at Mississinewall Valley High School for this big JV matchup between the Blackhawks and the Indians. Starting for the Blackhawks is number three. Tucker Didier, a 5'7 junior. Number 5, Brandon Beanblossom, a 6-foot junior. Number 14, Darren Miller, another 6-foot junior. And number 20, a 5'2 freshman, Tyler Giozzi. And number 22, DJ Howe, a 5'10 sophomore. For the Indians tonight, we're going to have number 14, Cade Wendell. Number 24, Reese Rogers. Number 10, Clayton Pearson. Number 22, Petey Judy, and number 15, Ryan Brown. So, good evening, Neil. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Pretty nice crowd here tonight for this JV game. I had to wait in line to get in. I couldn't believe it.
A lot of people. I see they got the little cheerleaders going, and I think they usually do that when they're playing us, and that's that usually brings a good crowd. So, if I remember correctly, last year after the little cheerleaders got through some of the people that aren't real basketball fans just disappeared.
Yeah, I do remember that. So, but good move by the cheerleader advisor here to get a crowd here tonight.
Oh, yeah,
so.
That's a good idea. This is a game I think they hope they're going to win on the varsity, and so getting the crowd here is a good thing.
Petey Judy's going to jump her up against Bean Blossom. Tips up and goes to Cade Wendell. Cade goes left side on the bounce. Get inside the paint. Pulls up, shot, and makes it. So a great start for the Indians. Cade Wendell gets out off the tip. Takes it to the rack and gets a foul. He's going to go to the line here for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, that was a pretty good move and pretty aggressive.
Yeah, it was. And that's a success we had last night at the JV level.
Yep.
Cade got in the paint and good things happened. So... first one up, good. So the old-fashioned three-point play for Cade Wendell makes it 3-0 Indians here on Wayne IGA scoreboard. Bean Blossom with seeing the press over to Giozzi. Giozzi right side down the baseline to number 22, Howe. Howe gets trapped, throws it off of Reese Rogers' leg. So the Indians coming out with some really good pressure here tonight, Neil.
Yeah, the Indians are our kids are really aggressive. They hustle like crazy.
Triggered into Giozzi. He dribbles right side. Crossover back to the middle. Back to the corner to Howe. Howe dribbles in. Reverses over to Bean Blossom. Back into the corner to Didier. Didier up top to Howe. Back over to Bean Blossom for a 10-footer up and good. So nice looking jump shot by the 6-foot junior. Makes it 3-2. Indians 6:19 to go here. First quarter. Ryan Braun wide open. Great find by Cade Wendell.
That was a nice pass and he was wide open under the basket.
Indians with a little 1-2-2, full court pressure. Bean Blossom comes across the timeline to the bucket, and Reese Rogers with a nice read and a steal up to Cade Wendell to the right corner. Cade surveys, drives the hole, takes it up, gets a foul, and good. So right now, Cade Wendell taking advantage of that matchup against the 5'2 freshman, Neil, and getting two quick fouls on him in another opportunity.
Yeah, I think the freshman is maybe quick enough, but he had no chance there. Cade outsmarted him and out-talled him, too.
Coming in the game is going to be Trent Collins and number 24, J.J. Howe, another junior. So a bunch of juniors on this Blackhawk squad here. Collins pushes it up to Bean Blossom. Bean Blossom takes it, stolen by Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy going to go to the rack, takes it up, and misses the layup. Right there, he should have just took it up, not worried about the contact.
Yeah,
you know?
he altered his shot a little bit with the defender there.
And, Bean?
He could have gone up strong and he might have missed the shot, but he'd have been shooting foul shots. But.
Howe surveys, looks out top to Bean Blossom, over to Collins. Collins to Didier. Didier on right in front of the Indians bench. But back up to Howe. Three-pointer up and no good. Hard off the glass. Rebound, Petey Judy. Petey takes it. goes coast to coast. Nice left-hand exchange and a good finish there, yes. Neil. And I like to see Petey getting off to a good start.
Yep. Yeah, he's really going at it tonight. He is looking really good. Looked good last night.
Yeah,
he did. A lot of points, but he made some
big free throws down the stretch to seal the deal for the Indians.
Yep, and was very aggressive on both sides of the ball. Just he's just a really good player.
Collins back over to Bean Blossom, left side to Didier. Howell in the post. Didier drives baseline. Good help by Ryan Braun, and they're going to call him for a foul. So 10-2, 4:48 to go here. Wayne IGA scoreboard. Going to be out of bounds. Blackhawks under their bucket. Indians in the purple and white. Blackhawks white and with black trim. Triggered in. Lost him on the inbounds. Got four. Blackhawks push it up. Collins drives baseline. Cade Wendell with a little flick. Unfortunately picked up by Howe in the corner to Collins. Collins reverses it to J.J. Howe or D.J. Howe. Over to Bean Blossom. Bean Blossom in the corner to Didier. Back up top to Bean Blossom. Back around the horn it comes. Collins. Bean Blossom working hard in the post. Back up top to Didier. Back around to J.J. Howe with it. Short corner. Drives baseline. Cut off. Double team by the Indians. Nice defensive possession here. Boom. Bean Blossom with it up top. In the corner to Didier. Back up top to Howe. J.J. Howe working hard in the post. Ryan Braun working. Didier with the bounce. Kicks it out to Collins. Three-point shot up and good. So nice little stroke there by the freshman coming in off the bench. Going to make it 10-7. Your Indians.
Yep.
Cade Wendell gets to the rack. Pull up. Ah, no good. Great move by Cade.
They've scored about five straight on us. We need to...
Peyton Judy applying the pressure. Back into Howe. Howe drives right side. Double team coming. Travels. Gets away with it. Back up top to DJ Howe. He might have walked.
Yep.
Splits the defense and takes it in. It's 10-9 Indians. So I think the Mississauga Blackhawks are on about a 6-0 run here.
Yep, 7-0.
10-2. 7-0 run here by the Blackhawks. 2:54 to go. Rogers, three ball on the way. No good. Rebound, Ryan Braun. Kicked out to Cade Wendell. Cade finds Ryan Braun up and gets fouled. So a lot of unselfish basketball here by the Indians.
Yeah, and that's kind of what that's their trademark. They really don't care who's on the floor and who has the ball and who's shooting.
Got a couple subs coming into the game. Ethan Shane, I'm assuming, for Ryan Braun, possibly. And Travis Sutter comes in for Reese Rogers. So
one shooter for another shooter.
On the floor is Pearson, Judy, Shane, Sutter, and Wendell.
Yep.
And ends with a little 1-2-2 press. Collins on the bounce, takes it across. Number 10 checks in the game. That's Will Hall. Howe with the ball out to Bean Blossom. Nice closeout by Travis Sutter. Pressuring Howe hard. That's going to be a close to over and back. A turnover Indians. Nice job by Travis Sutter. Possible walk.
Yeah.
Clayton Pearson leaves his feet to pass. Not a good thing. Over to Travis Sutter. Three ball up and no good. Rebound Blackhawks. Howe with the rebound. He comes up the front court. Cut off by Sutter. Swung around to Cade Wendell. Cade on the ball, over to Hall on the left side. Howe posting up hard. Clayton Pearson on Howe up top. Over to Bean Blossom. Three ball up and good. So Bean Blossom with a three, and it's going to tie the ball game up at 12-12. So Indians need a response here.
Yep. They've outscored us 10-2 here.
10-2 run.
Last 4 minutes or so.
Peyton Judy short with the shot. Rebound Blackhawks.
If you want to.
Cade Wendell with the pressure up to Bean Blossom. Over to Petey Judy. Clayton Pearson with the ball pressure inside to Howe, and it's going to be out of bounds, turned over by the Blackhawks. Ryan Braun's going to come into the game. He's going to replace Peyton Judy. End of Cade Wendell. He brings it across the timeline. He surveys the floor. Indians looking to run a little Badger action. Ball screen, about carried, and they're going to call that. So turnover Cade Wendell. So Right now, the Indians need to stop the bleeding here a little bit, Jeff.
Not really sure I agree with that, Kerry. I thought Cade had his hand on top of the ball, Jeff. I mean, I just
looked awkward, I believe.
Yep, but...
All right, Hobbsy's going to give me the reins tonight, I guess. Collins over to Bean Blossom. Backdoor cut to Hall and a foul by Sutter. Sutter didn't know where the ball was there. And tell you what, we got out to a hot start, Jeff, 10-2. And since then, it's been a 10-2 run.
And nice back cut there again by Will Hall. And again, as you said, Travis just turned his head and lost sight of the ball. And again, cost him a foul. Got a lot of ball, but maybe got a little arm too.
First one goes up and in, so the Blackhawks take their first lead of the ball game, 13-12, 101 to go here in the Wayne IGA first quarter scoreboard. Second one up, no good. Rebound, Ethan Shane.
Great crowd here tonight, Jeff.
Great crowd.
Little girl cheer night here at Miss Center. We waited in line out there 10 minutes
too.
To get in.
I did too.
And you're a homie here. I mean, the old girlfriend. That's what we call them, you know. And
Betty.
Oh yeah, she was not happy to see my pass.
No, mine neither. But she let me in. Kate Wendell on the bounce, attacks the paint. Been doing it all night long. A little errant pass. Double team by the Indians. Here comes J.J. Howell on the right side. Takes it hard. Coach Overton calling for a carry. Back up top to Collins. Collins to the right corner. Inside to Howell. Nice hustle by Cade Wendell. Howell picks it up. Dribbles out to the right side behind the arc. Being pressured by Ryan Braun. Back up top to Collins. Up top being guarded by Pearson. Collins to the left side to Hall. Inside to Howell. Howell squares up in the high post, over to Hall, back out top to Bean Blossom. Backdoor cut again by Hall. We don't pick it up, but we recover. Collins on the drive and going to be fouled, I believe, on Flayton Pearson. So
good patience there by the Blackhawks, Jeff. I mean, they ran that down from almost a minute, and bottom line is, again, they're doing a good job. And Indians fouls, I mean, that's going to be the third foul and the first on Pearson.
Collins is going to go to the line shooting two. First one up and no good. 13-12, Blackhawks. 12 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
The Indians will have plenty of time, 12.1, to get down and get the last one.
Second one up by Collins, up and good. So 14-12 here, first quarter. Blackhawks up, 10 seconds. Cade Wendell comes across the timeline, top of the key to Ryan Braun. Step back three-pointer, get in there, big boy, and it is good. So Indians bounce back, 15-14, and we'll take a short break here, but 15-14, our Indians on the top here.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Are you trying to stay fit in the new year? Well, we have refreshed our salad bar and soup station to better serve your needs. We have them both available Monday through Saturday, so whether you need a healthy lunch or maybe you want dinner and quick dinner, we have what you are looking for. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We've increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line, and you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come. Because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. The power goes out and you know it. Relax, you plan for it. With Generac from Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
We're back here live from the Nest here at Miss Sunawall Valley High School. 15-14, Jeff Vaughn, Jeff Hobbs here. Did a nice job redoing this facility.
Yeah, it's turned out well. And actually, we're looking at the ceiling. They sprayed the ceiling with whites, and that's we've already got a contract to Fort Recovery. They're going to do that at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the same.
That's what I heard, the same company and all, huh?
Yep.
Giozzi will be back in the game. He brings it over the timeline. He kicks it out to Hall in the corner, inside to Miller. Giozzi back up top, three-pointer up, no good, or good, I'm sorry, Reese Rogers just did not close out on that young kid, and then 17-15 Blackhawks right like that. Peyton Judy up top, inside to Ethan Shane. Ethan takes it up, no good, looks like he might have got hit.
He definitely got hit on the arm. Coach Tony Overton felt the same way.
Giozzi comes down across the timeline, the 5-2 sophomore, or freshman, inside in the post to number 23. He roots his way down in there, and that's not on the roster, so I'm not sure who that is.
Back up top to Giozzi. Giozzi in the center circle. Back on the right side in the hall. Tipped away by Peyton Judy and going to be out on Peyton Judy.
Now, Jeff, you coached here. Any of these guys, little brothers of guys that you ever coached?
No, not, none of the names look familiar. Maybe one or two, possibly. Over here to 23. Not sure his name. It's a Didier on the left side. Up top the hall, stripped away from Petey Judy, tipped again by Peyton. This is, could be Peyton's second steal and convert, and one. So nice to see Petey get out and run the floor and convert off that, Jeff. He's had some tough times here as of late.
Well, and he looks better in the face tonight, Jeff. He's been under the weather, had a little bit of the flu over the last week, and he just looked like he was dragging even last night. And he just looks a little fresher in the face right now. So nice play there. Way to finish in transition.
Yeah, I know he was ill on Thursday night and not feeling the best, and glad to see him back and getting a little rhythm here. So Peyton's going to go to the line and do the old-fashioned three-point play. It's up and it's good. So 18-17, Indians in the lead. B&D Construction second quarter. Over to Didier. Back to Giozzi. Goes long. Finds a wide-open Miller, but it's stripped away, I believe, by Shaney. So Petey Judy on the bounce, gets a hole, turns it over, and going to go back the other way. So
just tried to get to the rim on the dribble and just kind of lost control of it, rolled right out of bounds. So it'll go back over to the Blackhawks on the turnover.
Liked the idea of him looking to get to the rack. Indians with a little 1-2-2 press. Over to Giozzi on the right side. Giozzi reverses to Didier. Going to be a 10-second count. So nice job by the Indians. Get the 10-second count there. 18-17. 5:27 to go here in B&D Construction scoreboard. Miss Cinewall in man-to-man. Peyton Judy runs a point. Kicks it over to Reese Rogers. Dribbles baseline. Gets away with a little shove. Back to Sutter. Inside to Brawny. Turns and no good, but they do call a foul. So
they're going to have to call a foul there. A lot of body contact, and Braun went to the ground. And again, good ball movement on the outside, Jeff, and pounded inside to Ryan. He'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, did an excellent job swinging the ball back and getting Ryan in the post. So very good offensive possession. Cade Wendell's going to check back in, probably for Sutter. First one up and no good by Ryan Braun. Cade Wendell back in the game, going to replace Sutter.
Bean Blossom and Howe back in for the Blackhawks.
For the Indians, we got Judy, Shane, Braun, Wendell, and Rogers. Second one up, no good. Rebound, Ethan Shane, but he can't hold on to it. So going to go back the other way. The Blackhawks, 18-17, 5:08 here from the nest at Miss Cinewall Valley High School. Brought into Giozzi. He reverses it to Bean Blossom. Bean Blossom attacks the middle. Indians don't react very well. Howe on the run. Double team. Reverse. Bean Blossom three. Up. No good. Giozzi, the smallest kid on the rebound, gets a long rebound. A little between his leg. Back up. Good looking stroke for that young man, Jeff.
Well, you can tell he's a player, Jeff. I mean, he's 5'2 out here as a sophomore or a freshman playing, so you know he can play.
Might be possibly from Greenville, to be honest. There's a possibility. Ethan Shane inside, jump hook, up and good. So nice recognition there by Petey Judy to get the seal inside and get the and one here.
Man, Ethan turns to that right shoulder and gets to his left hand, which is his strong hand, and really does a good job. Ethan has done a great job, especially on the offensive glass all year for Coach Overton.
Old-fashioned three-point play, up and good. So 21-17. Indians in the lead, 4:32 here, B&D Construction scoreboard. Right there's a trap, and now they're going to call a foul on Ryan Braun. That's going to be number two on Ryan.
That's just kind of a nickel-dimer there.
That was kind of a cheap one.
Clayton Pearson will check back in. He'll get Reese Rogers, and then Trevor Vaughn's going to come in. I'm sure Brawny's probably going to sit down for a minute.
I would imagine it's going to be Brawny's second foul. So, Trevor, number five, Billy Bean Blossom, going to bring it in to Giozzi. He surveys, comes across right side. Possible turn up. Al picks it up.
Absolutely.
We're doing a good job rotating, but we just aren't getting our hands on it. Giozzi up top, over to Bean Blossom, over to Didier. Didier looks in the post, helped by Trevor Vaughn, up and good. So Nice seal there by Howland. Didier gets to the line. So
yeah, pretty solid take there. Nice finish over Vaughn. I mean, he definitely size advantage was Fort Recovery.
Clayton Pearson with the drive over to Trevor Vaughn. Goes up, gets fouled, and going to draw the foul. So nice job. Maybe got away with a little shuffle, but being his dad, I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, I thought it was solid. I was kind of blocked out here by the old sound system, but again, showed him the ball. And Trevor's been willing to take that jump shot. And so, again, he showed him the ball, got to the rack, and he'll get paid at the free throw line.
First one up and good. Looked pretty good on that stroke. So comes in, gave him little production right away. Last night, they got great production out of him and Ethan Shane off the bench, and a big win against a 14-1 Wildcats team from Minster. Second one up and good.
So. And I talked to some parents, the Minster parents said they thought that was our JV team was the best team they played all year.
Yozy picks up his dribble. Ball comes in the front court. Run. Get there. Trap. There you go. Cade Wendell with a nice hustle, and good job by the Indians rotating there.
Yeah, really. Miss Centerville having some problems. Again, the Indians got size at almost every position. Just a lot of long guys out there and pretty athletic.
Bean Blossom, Giozzi, three ball up, no good. Rebound, Ethan Shane. Ethan Shane up the front court to Petey Judy, across the timeline, throws it up to Trevor Vaughn. He pulls it down. He got hacked. No call.
You don't usually see they got a lot of ball, but he just chopped down on the ball.
So that was like the tomahawk chop right there.
That's a foul about nine out.
And Trevor comes back and does the same thing and gets called for it. So Coach Guggenbeller even got a little laugh there with the tomahawk chalk.
Yeah, it's, again, the same thing on both ends. And, again, a lot of ball with both of them. But when you swat down, generally you get called for a foul.
So how goes the line? First one's up and good. 23-20.
Reese Rogers will check back in.
He's going to replace Shaney.
Ethan Shane will sit down. Gave Coach some good minutes.
23-20, B&D's construction scoreboard. Second free throw by Hal up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Cade Wendell comes down with it. Cade Wendell comes across the timeline. Miss Cinewall, man-to-man. He gets in the paint. Good job by Cade up. A little out of control with the finish, but he might have got bumped. And then a travel on top of it. Giozzi has it. Double team coming, triple team, 5-2, timeout by Miss Cinewall. Going to be a full timeout, 20 or 30 second. We'll stay here, Jeff.
Yeah, take a quick one.
We'll take a quick one here, and we'll be right back.
Pay some beat.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
We're back here live from the Nest at Miss Cinewall Valley High School, Union City, Indiana. Great crowd on hand tonight. Great job by the cheerleading advisor to do Little Hawks Night, which always brings all the crazy parents out to the show.
Oh, you got that right. That is an athletic director's dream.
And then I guarantee you, as soon as they're done performing, half his crowd will be gone.
It will be gone.
No doubt. Triggered into Giozzi. Giozzi over to Hal, DJ Hal. Over to Giozzi, back up top to Bean Blossom. Bout hits Didier right in the chest, not ready for it. Being pressured by Clayton Pearson on the run. Inside, walled up, and easy bucket. Going to make it 23-22. Indians got to do a better job there. Ball screen coming. Cade Wendell looks, clears it out. Inside to Clayton Pearson. Clayton gets, oh my goodness.
Good chop, no foul.
No foul again. And a block by Trevor Vaughn. So Indians getting fouled numerous times down here, Jeff, and they're not calling it.
Yeah, just a lot of body contact. Got to be tough with the ball. If that's the way they're going to call it and let you play, you can take advantage of that on this end.
Hall back in the game. Missing a wall, triggering under his bucket. Good help by Petey Judy. Got to be close to five. Out to Hall. Over to DJ Howe. JJ Howe in the paint. The big brother, Howe with the drive. Takes it inside, loses it. Hall there to pick it up. Bean Blossom, rebound. That's a walk. Gotta be. Back out to Bean Blossom. He brings it out top. Over to Giozzi on the right side. He dribbles. Over right side to Hal. Over to Giozzi. 15-footer up and good. So Again, the Indians just not finding that little guy, and it's 24-23 Blackhawks.
I just like the way he plays. Again, he's 5 feet tall out there.
Reese Rogers, that's going up. Three ball, get going. That's his second air ball, Jeff. He's 0-3 tonight for the Indians. So if he's not making free throws or three balls, he's going to have to play some defense. And Coach O.
Yeah, he's going to sit down most likely. Reese's kind of a rhythm shooter, so he's one of those guys that when he gets hot, he can light the torch in a hurry. And Greenville the other night, he did nothing in the first half and then went 4 or 5 in the second half and won the game for him. So, again, he'll sit down for a minute, and I'm sure Coach O will get him back out there before the half's over.
Beam Blossom triggers it up in the front court to Collins. Collins on the bounce. Beam double-teamed. Good pressure. Straight up, that's a travel. Beam Blossom takes a shot, no good. Tracked down by Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson takes it across the timeline, looking up, over to Petey Judy. Petey Judy forces it into the post, and that's going to be a turnover. And Coach Overton lets him know, not a very good angle there.
I still like the aggressiveness, though, Jeff. I like looking down the floor. You got bigs that are running. You want to reward them, and ball just a little bit out of the hands of Trevor.
Yozy, timeline, getting trapped, jump ball. Going to go to the Indians, I believe. 24-23, Blackhawks in the lead. 1:09 to go here in the first half. Coach Overton calls out Tiger.
Looks like it's a little 1-4 set.
Gives Cade Wendell a chance to get drives the hard, gets into the paint. Back to Ethan Shane. Over to Petey Judy on the right side. Fakes the three. Cade Wendell drives into the paint. Gets to the rack. Up. No good. Great look. That's two or three that Cade's got into the paint and's missed so far. One was we got an offensive foul. So we'll take it back. I'll tell you, Coach, Cade's got in the lane there several times and's missed two of them, and he's had two and one. So
he's just shaking his head. He knows he should have made that one. A great jump stop in the lane and just didn't hit it quite off the square in the right spot, and it rattled out. And so 49.1 left. We'll see if the Indians will hold it for the last one or if they'll take the first good one.
Cade Wendell brings it up for the Indians across the timeline, over left side to Peyton Judy. 40 seconds left into Trevor Vaughn. He shoots it, not a great shot, but he makes it, so good for him.
No, great shot. I mean,
yeah, that's one that's Coach Overton saying, no way, lay it in, young man.
Well done.
The Indians with a nice little run here, 27-24, 26 seconds to go. Ball trapped right there in front of us, back over to Giozzi. Giozzi into the front court to Hall. Over to Howe. Howe picks up his dribble. Over to Howe up top. DJ Howe dribbles out to Collins. Get up. Three ball up and good.
Got to get up.
27 all. 4 seconds to go. Cade Wendell on the drive. Trevor Vaughn, three ball at the buzzer. No good. So 27-27 here at halftime from the Nest at Union City. Indians made a nice run, but Blackhawks respond there, Jeff.
Well, and again, you said it, just giving too much room on the open three, especially when you only got 10 seconds left in the half. You're probably thinking maybe they're going to hold it until the last shot, but they go ahead and knock it in. And again, start the way you finished the way you started.
Yeah, definitely.
27-27, all even.
Notched up. We'll take a few, pay a few bills here and get a few advertisements. We'll be back with your halftime stats. Again, 27 all here at the Nest.
Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
Hey guys, just a friendly bit of advice from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Valentine's Day is approaching fast. If you're not sure what to give her this year, here's an idea. She'd love a beautiful bouquet of romantic roses. No one does roses like Forget-Me-Not Florist. So if you're looking for the perfect gift to make a great impression, call today and ask them to send roses or an arrangement to your Valentine. Don't wait. Order early so you won't forget. Call Forget-Me-Not Florist today, 419-375-4668.
99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. ACE is the place for really helpful service. We feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south end. We appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on Day 194 cover in State Route 29 West in Salina.
We're back here live at the 27 all, just like we started the game. To a real hot start, Jeff. And since then, you know, it's been back and forth ever since then. We got up 10-2, and then Cinnawall responded with a 10-2 run of their own.
Well, and again, you called it, Jeff. I mean, neither team has really been able to do a whole lot. I think the Indians may be led by four. Miss Cinnawall's led by three. And so, again, two pretty even teams. And the Indians gave up a few easy baskets, and that was a little disappointing part for me. A little drives and a couple wide-open threes. For the most part, Indians have been pretty good on the offensive end, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think they've been pretty efficient, probably shot pretty well. Cade's been getting inside the paint, drawing some fouls. We've had probably two or three old-fashioned three-point plays. And like you said, we lost twice three-point shooters. Not the last one there. Trevor didn't lose him. He just wasn't out far enough closing out to get a hand in his face. Got a little
Yeah, we'll go with the old public announcement
here.
Just want to let all you Fort Recovery Radio listeners know a couple things. One, the varsity game will be after this one. Again, Coach Guggenbiller's club trying to get off a three-game losing streak tonight against the Blackhawks. But need you to understand that Fort Recovery Radio will temporarily be off the air starting at midnight on Sunday night. They have to do this for their schedule. That's Live 365 will be going away. Keep an eye on Facebook and Twitter for updates and further information. Perfect time to go to the archives and catch up on some of the insider sports talk shows or some of the previous games. I know I still go back and listen to some of those. I listen to the Coldwater baseball. I listen to the regional baseball all the time. And again, so go back to the archives and take a listen to those. The new company that can't get Fort Recovery Radio connected until Tuesday night, and they'll record the boys' game with Delphus St. John's. It will be put in the archives later that evening. Again, Fort Recovery Radio will be temporarily off air on Monday. So again, don't panic. They'll be back right after that. Again, as soon as they can possibly get back on the air, Fort Recovery Radio will do so. But again, as of Monday, it'll be off the air probably for about a day.
And I know Neil will make sure that's up real quick and get things rolling again. We don't have our stat guys here tonight, but I believe the Indians are led by Cade Wendell right now with six. I know, believe Petey Judy also has six. Trevor Vaughn came off the bench with four. I know Ethan Shanes has at least one bucket.
I've got a three-point play.
A three-point play, and I believe Ryan Braun probably has 4 points on the night. So we don't have our official stats, guys, but hopefully we'll play the varsity
game. Are they not in the house? I was going to say. I don't see where those guys are.
They were here for the girls' game today, and they were sitting across the way, but they maybe got lost at the Union City Bowling Alley or something.
We went down to Pizza King.
Actually, they're up top, I believe. Sitting up, there's Dylan.
Yep, I see Dylan and JJ up there with the camera. So
Neil doesn't think they have their printer with them.
Well, there you go.
Well, we'll take a quick break here, pay some more bills, and we'll be back with the second half.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the task you do without sacrificing comfort. That's being called New Holland Smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So visit Kalp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Tinman's in downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
And welcome back to Mississinawa. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. Okay. Again, we'll give you the schedule for next week. Got a makeup game. Boys will be at Tuesday night, and they will be hosting Delta St. John's. And so the Blue Jays will be coming to the fort. 6 o'clock is the JV game, and we'll have that here on Fort Recovery Radio. And again, as we told you, not for sure if that game will be on Fort Recovery Radio Live because of the temporary shutdown. So we'll see. You can turn us on and take a look and listen and see. But they'll definitely be back on by Thursday night. The girls will be hosting New Knoxville. JV game will be at 6. Boys will be heading over to New Knoxville to the barn, and that will be on Friday night. JV game at 6:30. And then Saturday, boys and girls will play again. Girls will be hosting the Tri-Village Lady Patriots. JV game starts at 1, and the boys will be heading right back over in this neck of the woods to Ansonia. JV game at 6 o'clock. So again, as we told you, it will be temporary out of service on Friday, or Sunday and Monday. But again, it will be lots of action on Fort Recovery Radio next week, and so we'll turn it back over to Jeff Vaughn.
Well, like I said, pretty well played first half. Indians got a hot start, and Mississinawa will come right back at them. Well, Jeff, I got to do a little shout-out to my fill-in partner, Mark Hubbard, who kind of dissed me tonight.
Yeah,
he said he'd stay home to watch some game tape. So
I walked in here, and I thought I was going to see Coach Hubbard. I mean, I listened last week, and again, love the guy. I thought he did a terrific job as your color man when you guys were at Franklin Monroe, and enjoyed listening. So
yeah, Hubbs did a good job.
I mean, the guy's got a head of hair that was made for TV, but he's got a face that was made for radio.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I know he's laughing right now, I guarantee it.
Speaking of guys with faces made for radio, Joe Brun standing right here to our left.
Coach Brun's here next to the table.
Guy should absolutely be a Fort Recovery Hall of Famer in my book. And again, getting ready for the second half here. Both teams go to their benches. And again, probably most likely starting lineups, Coach Overton with his group and Mississinawa in their huddle. And band going in the background. Always got a pretty solid pep band here at the Valley.
Yeah, they got, like I said, the facility's definitely been upgraded since I was here. I know that much. We used to have water leaking in on the baseline, and really looks nice. And Yeah, looking forward to seeing the old Portside Fieldhouse get that facelift to the ceiling.
And actually, they're going to spray the ceiling, which will seal the ceiling. And there's been a few little minor issues in that ceiling over in the student section over the last couple of years. And then also, I think this summer, they're going to paint the Portside Fieldhouse as well on the inside. Yeah. So again, and also new banners.
And then I heard they're going to put a floor the next year, redo the floor, Kurt was saying.
Yep, so it's a lot of overhaul going on at Fort Recovery facilities-wise. And again, I think if you're going to stay current in the MAC, and there's a lot of really nice facilities in the MAC, you got to continue to improve and be willing to change. And
though, there's still no better place to watch a game than at Portside. I thought that last night.
I could not agree with you more, Jeff. I think it's absolutely the best facility in the MAC. And again, with our fans, the fan base, again, both students and adults, it's a terrific place to watch a game.
Miss Cinewall is going to have the ball to start the half. They start the half with Howe, Giozzi, Didier, and Bean Blossom. So they have one change. Going to start J.J. Howe this half with the Indians. They're with their starting five. Rogers, Braun, Wendell, Judy, and Pearson. Brought into J.J. Howe on the baseline over to D.J. Howe. Traveled, got away with it. Nice help by Ryan Braun. Back out to J.J. Howe. J.J. Howe on the bounce. Back over to D.J. Howe. Back to J.J. Howe. Good thing there's not a T.J. Howe.
Yeah, we get a lot of
Howe line. Picks it up. Almost picked over. D.J. Howe again. Drives in a paint. Out of control. Oh, my goodness. Reese Rogers has on top of the ball. Should have been a jump. A travel before that. So
hey, just
Coach Overton says it's a pancake, and I agree. Unbelievable.
It's going to be Reese's second foul, I think.
So D.J. Howell's going to go to the line. He's 2 for 2 on the night. And what they always say, Coach, the ball don't lie.
No, it does not. And again, I noticed down here, so this is Coach Bargy's son that's coaching this team.
Yes,
huh?
It is.
Well, how good a player was he?
He wasn't the good one from Versailles. He's the younger one. I don't remember him playing, to be honest. I know his other son was really good. Back up top to Wendell. In the corner to Reese Rogers. Into Clayton Pearson with a 5'2" guy on. And good job of taking advantage of that.
Yeah, just a mismatch there. Clayton at 6 feet. And
tipped again by Peyton Judy.
Giozzi at 5 feet. So you got a foot on him.
Great, great decision there to get him in the post. Indians in their 1-2-2 press. Going to be triggered in by Didier. He brings it into Giozzi. Giozzi surveys. Comes up to the center circle, over to Bean Blossom, in the corner to and that's going to be a foul on Rogers, hand check. That's going to be his second or third. I know he's got two at least.
Well, I think they gave the foul to Cade Wendell last time. I guess so.
I thought they called him earlier.
Yep.
Giozzi with it across the timeline to Didier. Didier up top, over to Bean Blossom, errant pass. Picked back up by Bean Blossom. Didier looks to me like he could be pressured a little bit. Back screen.
Looks like a wrestler.
Yes, he does. Back up top to Didier. He squares up over to J.J. Howe. Dribbles baseline. Ryan Braun on him. Up top to Giozzi. Giozzi being guarded by Wendell. Nice job by Cade cutting off the dribble over to Didier. Back up top to Giozzi. Back to the right corner to Didier. He picks up his dribble. Gets... Indians can't grab it. Had two opportunities, and Ryan Braun could not pick it up. So we got Giozzi, brings it across. 3-second call. Wow.
There's an interesting
one. That is an interesting one. Coach O gets one there. After the 6-foot slide over here, no travel.
Yeah.
Cade Wendell brings it across the timeline. He surveys the court. Ball screened by Peyton Judy. In the corner to Reese Rogers. Back up top to Cade Wendell. Hits him in the chest. Not ready for it. Good hustle by Cade.
They're going to call a foul.
They're going to call a foul, I believe, on J.J. Howe, actually.
He just wrapped him up. Pretty good tackle.
Actually, the Howe kid does look like he's a fairly strong kid. Plays with a little reckless abandonment, actually. This young ref isn't too bad, Jeff.
That was absolutely the right call.
Right into Ryan Braun. Inside, up, and fouled. So that's going to be another foul on J.J. Howe. Going to be his third foul. Should be his fourth. Earlier, he tomahawk chopped Trevor. So Ryan Braun's going to go to the line here. Who's our sponsor tonight for the line?
Oh, it's always Case IH All Brothers, baby. All Brothers Case IH free throw line.
Ryan Braun up and good. That's going to be Brawny's 7th point on the night. Going to bring Miller back into the game, replacing J.J. Howe. Or J.J. Howard. I'm sorry. I had that all screwed up.
So they're not
I
even
thought
brothers.
It was brothers. Sounded good, though.
It did.
Second one up, no good. Rebound, Blackhawks. Being pressured in the backcourt by Clayton Pearson. Over to Bean Blossom. 30-27, 4:48 to go here. Third quarter action. Bean Blossom up top, being guarded by Judy. Over to Giozzi. Bean Blossom swings it over to Hal. Hal right dribble into the paint. Has to be a travel or a charge or both. Gets a rebound, shuffled out. Giozzi shot up and no good. Rebound, Reese Rogers. How do you not call something back here, Jeff?
Man, look like
Ryan Braun on the track. Up, no good. Possibly gets fouled again and going to stay here with the Indians. So instead of calling a foul, I think they gave us the ball back on that one. So Indians going to trigger it inbounds here. 30-27, 4:22 to go here from the nest. And Derice Rogers, three ball up, no good. Rebound, Ryan Braun back up and good.
Oh, he did a great job there keeping it high.
Great job by Brawny. How about the call, though, from right here in front of us? I'm not sure you can make it, but we'll take it.
Yeah, it works.
So it's going to make it 32-27. Ryan Braun in double digits, leading scorer of the night. Travis Sutter's going to come in and probably replace Cade Wendell.
Trent Collins also checked in for the Blackhawks at the last break. Giozzi sat down.
Ryan's free throw up, short again. Rebound, Clayton Pearson. He brings it out.
Called double dribble.
I didn't see it. Did he dribble when he got the rebound?
Maybe, but Coach O wasn't very happy. He could have just exploded back up and scored. And
didn't argue with it, so he must have. Bean Blossom with the ball between his legs. Double teamed by the Indians. Brought up to Didier. Turnover, almost, and it's going to stay with the Blackhawks. Like I said earlier, I think I pressured number three as hard as I can. Like you said, he looks like a wrestler. Doesn't look like he wants to handle the rock.
Nope. He kind of looks like
Good job by Reese Rogers. Clayton Pearson, pull up, kick over to Sutter. Back up top, Ryan Braun. Three ball up, no good. Rebound, DJ Howard. Howard on the run, going down. Ryan Braun cuts him off, takes it up. No good. Rebound, Clayton Pearson. Indians out on the run. Full court pass to Brawny. Brawny chases it down. Good hustle by Ryan to get it back. Back up top to Peyton Judy, over to Ryan Braun. Inside, Travis Sutter, up and good. So nice little possession there for the Indians.
Yeah, good extra pass by Ryan Braun. Very unselfish on Ryan's part.
Bean Blossom out of control. Got a great trap. Jump ball. Going to go with the Indians, I believe. Yeah. So nice little segment here for Jeff.
Yeah, Indians again, 7-0 run here to start the quarter.
And Ethan Shane's going to come in for Reese Rogers. So.
Jumping out to that 7-point, 34-27 advantage.
Hey, I got to make a shout-out. Your daughter was pretty impressive last night with that backflip.
Yeah, she did it going.
Wow, definitely the best athlete in the family.
No question about that. She's the cutest and the best athlete, the smartest. I mean, she's pretty much got it all.
But Jackson's got all the personality there.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. Curtis got some personality, too.
Inside to Shaney, or Judy. Nice pass to Shane. Gets blocked by Bean Blossom. Bean Blossom's cramping up. He's down on the out of the play. We got an injured player. And going to be a stoppage of play here. Bean Blossom kid. I don't know if it's a cramp or an ankle.
One or the other, yeah.
So why don't we take a quick break here, 34-27, 3 minutes to go, third quarter here at Mississinawa Valley High School.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
We're back here live at the Nest, Mississinawa Valley High School. 34-27, 3 minutes to go here in the K&L Tractor scoreboard. Triggered into Didier. He comes across the timeline, guarded by Travis Sutter. out of control. Going to be a little hand check reach on Peyton Judy. He's got to slide over. And that's what Coach Overton says, slide over and get to that gap. And I got to agree.
Yep, going to get Peyton with the foul. It's going to be his first.
His second.
Team foul number three.
Indians are on defense. Triggered Hall. Hall catches it into left side Collins, being guarded by Clayton Pearson. Over to DJ Howe. Back up top to Collins. Three ball up. No good. Good looking stroke. Rebound. Hall. DJ Howe with it now. He dribbles right handed. Jeez, I'm Pete. That's got to be a travel. That's probably the third or fourth time he's done that tonight. So turnover. Miss Cinewall, Indians got it.
Howe looks like he could be a wrestler, too.
Yeah, he does. He's all right-handed, too. I don't think he can dribble with his left to save his life. Looks like a 2-3 zone here, Miss Cinewall. No, actually, they are matched up man-to-man. Peyton Judy gets inside the paint. Pass to Ethan Shane. He can't hold on to it. So turnover, Indians. 7-point lead, 34-27. Nice job by Ryan Braun, picking up the shooter inside to number 23. Not sure. Mismatch. Good rebound, Ryan Braun. Off to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson ahead. Over to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun on the dribble.
Jeez.
Side threw up a shot, got his own rebound, and put it in.
Howe just kind of chucked him there in the side, turned sideways, and smoked him. And Ryan stayed after and put it in. So well done, Ryan Braun.
A little out of control, but he stayed with it. Got his own rebound. Turnover. Peyton Judy over to bounce pass there. Indians little short passes here, and Travis Sutter finished it. Made about two 2-foot passes. Going to make it 38-27, largest lead of the night for the Indians.
11-0 run.
Minute 30 to go here. K&L Tractor scoreboard. Collins has it on the right side above the arc. Swings it around the circle to Hall. Back to the corner to Didier. Didier up top. Three-pointer. Howe up and good. So Indians don't close out again, Coach, on Mr. Hobbs on the shooter. And come back the other way. Travis Sutter back up top to Ethan Shane. Over to Ryan Braun. Ethan Shane up top. Clayton Pearson surveys at the top of the key. Throws it into Peyton Judy. Peyton gets held. Right there, Peyton's got to get his elbows out and be a little thinner, more physical with the ball. So it's 38-30, 1 minute exact. Reese Rogers going to replace Shaney. Cade Wendell going to replace Peyton Judy. So 8-point lead here. Indians are going to trigger out under their own bucket.
Giozzi will check back in, and he'll replace Howe. He said, who, me? I just made a basket.
Pearson triggers in. Ryan Braun with it out on the left side. Goes hard on a dribble. Pulls up. Throws up a wild one and gets fouled. Ryan just going hard to the hole, isn't he, tonight?
Yeah, and he's done a good job. I mean, I think he's the game's leading scorer with 12 points. So, again, you like his aggressiveness getting to the rack, and he'll go back to the KSIH Hall Brothers free throw line.
Struggled here a little bit as late from the foul line. First one up and good. That looked good by Ryan. So that's going to be point number 13. Trevor Vaughn's going to come into the game. Going to be replacing the shooter. He wants to pump it up. Right, and so Ryan Braun.
You know he's missing second, this one now.
Second one, eyes it, flies it. That's what I figured the exact same thing. So Braun finishes. Vaughn in the game. Ryan's got 14 on tonight. 40-30 Indians. 55.3 seconds left here at Miss Cinewall Valley High School. Giozzi on the bounce. Reverses it to Didier. Didier back to Giozzi, right across the timeline to the corner to Howard. And nice rotation and knocked out of bounds. So good job by the Indians there. Indians are in man. Triggered in. 43.8 seconds here. Triggered into Howard. Howard's going to get it. Going to go into the post. Outside Collins up. No good. Rebound on the backside. Fought for. Going to be out of bounds on Hall. So Indians going to retain possession here. 35.8 seconds. They go for one here.
Well, with this team, you probably think that they should, but they probably.
One shot. Coach Overton calls
one,
out.
So we'll see.
Little pour out. Round one. Got to be strong with the ball here, Reese. Five team fouls on the Blackhawks. Three on the Indians. Clayton Pearson over to Sutter. Sutter up top at the volleyball line. Jab step, count still on. You got to go with it, Trav. Hand check. 13 seconds. Cade Wendell. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. Cade behind the back. Flashes, wheels, deals. Going to be a foul. So 5.2 seconds left. Cade Wendell, a chance to go to the line here and build the lead to 12. I think the biggest has been 11. 5.2 seconds. First one up and good. So the Indians are on what kind of run here, you thought, Coach?
It's 14 to 3 right now.
4-3, so good quarter here for the Indians. Second free throw, eyes it, flies it, up and good. So Cade Wendell has 7. 4 seconds, 3, 2, kick, and we got exactly 1 second left. Blackhawks going to trigger it out of bounds right here. Protect long. You might want to match up with the shooter. Number 10, Hall's going to trigger it in. Brought into Collins. Three-pointer up, and that's, heck of a look right there.
Yeah, from 50 feet. Pretty nice play there. Turned and got it right on line. Just rattled out.
So after three complete, 42-30. Mississinawa Valley down to the Indians. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grind mixes are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs. Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size. The largest tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway. For more information, see K&L Tractor today.
We're back here live at the Nest at Mississinawa Valley. 42-30, your Indians in the lead. Pretty well played the quarter for the Indians there.
Yeah, I think they were very efficient on offense, and I really like what they did, Vaughn. He tried to get the ball inside, got to the throw line, but didn't set for jump shots. And, again, if this team has some issues, sometimes they fall in love with that three line and, again, don't have a ton of just great strokes. I mean, Reese Rogers had a terrific year from behind the arc. Just Ryan Braun at times has been good. But, again, getting to the basket and getting to the free throw line has been really good for them, and it was that quarter. They outscored them 15-3.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't think we took a three ball that whole quarter, to be honest. I know Reese is struggling a little bit tonight with the three ball, but, hey, when that happens, you got to do other things. So Indians showing a little 1-2-2 half-court trap. Dead here on the right side, five-footer up. No good. Hal has three fouls. Not the smartest right here, but we're going to have a sub in. Number 22, DJ Hal, is going to replace Garrett Hall, I mean, Will Hall. Mississinawa with a little pressure on themselves. Indians clear out. Looking to run and jump, it looks like. Cade Wendell in the court. Nice ball movement. Easy 2 points. So Clayton Pearson with the assist to Ryan Braun. And Braun's got 17, I believe, or 16.
Really good job. Just extra pass and Indian shoot a layup.
Howard over to Collins. He saves it inbounds to Howe. Over to Giozzi to Collins. Collins back up top. Giozzi, 5'2" freshman. Over to Hal in the corner to Didier. Back up top to Collins. Back to Howard. Or Hal. Now to Howard. J.J. Howard drives baseline, spins, goes to the rack on Clayton Pearson. Up, no good. Good rebound, Peyton Judy. Not a bad move, actually.
No, but it's been pretty much one and done for Mississinawa the whole second half.
No doubt,
he
right?
He's done a great job on the defensive glass.
Inside Cade Wendell, he posts up and gets hammered. So,
and he punished Collins there, too. Collins got the worst of that, Jeff. I mean,
yeah,
he
took
that
like
right
got,
in the chest.
And he's showing the effects of it right now. It's
strong move by Cade.
Cade to the line. Cade's got a nice ball game going. He's got 8 points. First one up and no good. 44-30. And he's in the lead here. Forgive me not Flores. Purple Post scoreboard. Second one up and it's no good.
Crazy.
Rebound by Collins.
Crazy how guy, last time he was there, Jeff, 2-0 at net. And then this time, don't hit either one. Really weren't even close
Giozzi
on either one.
Getting trapped in the middle. Going to be off the Indians and stay with the Blackhawks. So 5:35, 44-30. Our Indians in the lead. Triggered in by Collins. Comes into Howard. Peyton Judy steps in there, takes away the back door, gets a steal. Clayton Pearson out on the run, going hard to the middle. Kick out, Reese Rogers, three ball up.
Good.
And good. So Reese finally gets on the roll. makes his first three of the night. Makes it 47-30 Indians.
Love that early offense, boy. You get a good looking three in early offense.
Right there. We got a great trap, and we reach, and he travels, and it's turned over. Clayton Pearson going in for the layup. Misses it. Going to be out of bounds. Off. Thought that was a good call. It did get knocked out of bounds by Clayton Pearson. Going to go to Miss Cinewall way. So 5:06 to go, 47-30.
And Clayton with a smile on his face, he knows he's got to make that one. I'll tell him on Monday he should have dunked it.
No doubt. Collins picks up his dribble, reverses to Giozzi. Giozzi to the middle of the floor to Hall. Hall surveys up to Collins. Loses his dribble over to Howard. Or Howe. Howe kicks it back to Collins. Collins over on the left side to Howe. Hall back up top to Howe. Over to Giozzi. Three-point shot take. Fakes over to Howard. Howard travels big time, and the ref's right on there. So
and they got the second one. He traveled twice, and they got the second one. So
47-30.
Indians 20-3 here in the second half, Jeff. Again, really did a nice job coming out of the locker room, making some adjustments.
Cade Wendell with the ball. Takes it over in the corner to Reese Rogers. Fakes the three. Back over to Peyton Judy. In to out. Brian Braun loses his balance. Throws up a wild shot. Coming the other way with the Blackhawks. Howell's going to bring it up. The 17 Indians. Giozzi being guarded by Judy in the corner to Collins. Collins inside to Howard. Howard travels again, throws it, turnover. Indians over and back. 3:53 to go, 47-30. Indians in the lead. About time to maybe empty the bench, I would think. But
and you start to see some of these guys in there get in there.
Travis Sutter's going to replace Reese Rogers. Bolt. So Reese goes out. I think he has probably 3 points on the night. Cade Wendell's going to take it across the timeline. Takes it inside. Kicks it out to Travis Sutter. Travis Sutter with the bounce. Takes a ball screen from Cade Wendell. Back over to Cade on the left side. Cade over right side Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it. Clayton Pearson drive. Picks up his dribble. Throws it to Petey Judy. Back up top to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun swings it around. Cade Wendell with a great job inside. Take it up. Cade, you're going to get the foul. Picked up. Going to call 3 seconds. Nope. Call a hold there. So 47-30.
Cade will go back to the KSIH All Brothers free throw line. He'll have 1-1. He's split two pairs here in the second half. Made his first two and missed his last two.
3:23 to go here. Forget me not. Purple Post scoreboard. Cade Wendell. That's one up. And it's good. Good hard checkout by Hall. And I think the ref's going to tell him, calm down, young man.
Cade can get to double digits here if he makes this one, Jeff. He's got 9. It'll give him 10 if he knocks this one in.
Second free throw's up and good. So Tony Overton's going to call a timeout. 49-30, 3:23 to go. Indians in the lead. We'll take a quick break with them here, Coach.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wrangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wrangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
We're back here live at the Nest, Miss Cinewall Valley High School, home of the Blackhawks, 49-30. Your Indians on top here in K&L Tractor, fourth quarter scoreboard. Great guys, Todd and Kenny out there at K&L. I'm hoping I don't need to use a snowblower anymore.
I've used it once all year, Jeff, and that would be enough if that's okay with
no doubt.
Mother Nature.
About time to get the mower out, hopefully.
Works for me.
Giozzi to Hall. Across the timeline to Howe. In the corner to Collins. Three ball up. No good. Short. Rebound. Hall and gets blocked out of bounds by Peyton Judy. 3:09 to go. 49-30. Barring a miracle, this thing should be in the books.
And that'll be 10 wins for this junior varsity club. They got their ninth last night.
Collins with the three ball. Up, no good. Nice-looking shooter, actually, the Collins kid. For a freshman.
Yeah, I do. I think he's a good-looking kid.
5'9 freshman.
Looks
I think
like a player.
Definitely looks like he's got some potential. So Indians are going to go back to foul line. 3 minutes to go here, 49-30. Cade Wendell got another opportunity here.
That 10's a freshman, too, Jeff. I mean, Hall. So they got Collins is a freshman. Giozzi's a freshman. Miller, I don't think he's played much. But
he started. He was a junior, I believe.
Justin Miller.
Well, that one, I don't remember him playing unless he's number 23. So now it's 50-30.
He's 23. He's a good-looking kid.
And next one up and good. So Cade's got 11 on 12 on the night. And then still pressing up 21. 2:57 to go. Howard turns it over. Travis Sutter. 2:50 to go. Over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton over to Petey Judy. Three ball up on the way and no good. Rebound Ryan Braun. Braun takes it up and puts it in.
Bigger, stronger guy.
23 points lead here for the Indians. 2:30 to go. Empty the benches, I believe. Would be
Maximilian Klingshirn.
Klingshirn's going to come in the game. Ryan Braun with the double team over to Howe. It's going to be a three. What'd they call? Timeout?
I think so.
Looks like a timeout. Going to have Clint Metzger into the ball game. Clint Metzger and Max Klingshirn into the game.
We'll jump out with them.
So.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
We're back here live at the Nest, Missinawa Valley, 53-30. Indians in control here, fourth quarter, 2:22 to go in the game. K&L Tractor Service and Sales, fourth quarter scoreboard. So here shortly we'll bring you the varsity game. Could be a pretty good action-packed game, I believe, Jeff. Well, Missinawa's got a couple good guards, I know.
Chris Guglielmer's club needs a win tonight. They need one any place they can get it. They have not played that awful bad and have lost three straight games. And, again, didn't play great last night, and I think they're more disappointed, probably a hangover, because Versailles got a big win for them last night at Coldwater. They could have jumped right back into the thick of the MAC race.
Yeah, no doubt. Three ball on the way by Collins. No good. Pulled down by Clint Metzger. Clint on the run. Over to Cade Wendell. Over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Metzger takes it up. No good. Rebound Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell gets it turned over, gets it back, kicks it out. Max Klingshirn up. No good. Rebound fought for. Going to go out of bounds on the Blackhawks. So going to have Evan Post into the ball game. He's going to replace Cade Wendell.
He had a nice ball game.
Yeah, he did. Did a great job tonight.
Leaves with a dozen.
Clayton Pearson's going to trigger it in. Travis Sutter. Sweet Travis Max. Sutter on the bounce.
Get it to Max. Attaboy. Good
inside,
work.
Inside, Max Klingshirn. Jump hook up
attaboy,
and good.
Max.
So, Big Max scores the first points of the year. So
you'll jump hook.
55-30. Indians. Evan Post with the steal. Goes the hole. Gets fouled hard and going to go to the foul line and shoot two free throws. So 1:15 to go. Fort Recovery up 55-30. Trevor Vaughn's going to check into the game, it looks like, here. And Miss Sinewall's going to have a whole host of gentlemen. Nope, going to pull them back. Because we got two shots here coming for Evan Post.
Yeah, you got to let them all in now. There's somebody's got to come in for 15. He fouled out. But, yeah, you just let them all in.
At this point, you might as well. 25-point ball game, and might as well let them all just come in.
They're going to come in between shots, but you might as well just do it now. And now you got to blow the horn again.
So, good weekend here for Coach Overton's team. Get two wins on the weekend. Great win last night.
You know, I don't know what's the record of this Blackhawk Club. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. I'm guessing, I don't know.
I don't think they're awful.
I'm not think they're terrible. I mean, they play a lot of juniors. And I know the league is down here, CCC. So, second one no good. Tipped up by and kept alive by Clayton. Or...
Oh, Maxey. Threw it right at his feet. Went right between his legs. Good hustle there by the Indians.
Max Klinger in the ball game for the Indians. Post, Metzger, Pearson, and Vaughn. 55-30. 1 minute to go in the game. Steele, Metzger, good hustle. Blackhawks get it back. Number 25. We're on the right side to 33. 33 just got to run out, it looks like, here. Picked up his dribble.
I'd already had two shots up by now. I mean, this was my time, baby. I was
no scoring. Doubt. I definitely would. Then there's a post move. Number 23 gets in the book. 55-32. 36 seconds to go. Inside to Max Klinger. Max bobbles it, loses it,
shop.
Gets it back.
Come on,
throws
Max.
Throws it off his legs. Finds Clayton Pearson up and good. So nice job by Max.
Settled,
keeping it
got
alive.
An assist.
And makes 57-32. So Clayton, wild shot up. No good. Out of bounds. Miss Sinewall, bodies flying everywhere. Bless you, Mr. Hobbs.
Thank you.
57-32. 13.5 seconds to go.
Blackhawks have one basket in this quarter and one in the last quarter, Jeff.
So wow.
Five total points here in the second half.
Great defensive effort by the Indians. 6 points. 4 seconds. 3, 2, and this is going to be the ball game. Coach O's team gets 10 wins on the year. Going to be 57-32. As Jeff Hobbs said, big second half. Give up 5 total points and win this baby going away, 57-32. We'll take a quick break and be right back and get ready for some varsity action.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Tinmans in downtown Port Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley-Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley-Davidson Heritage Classic with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 apiece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tinmans in downtown Port Recovery for a chance at a Harley-Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
Here live at the Mess, Fort Recovery JV team with a big win tonight, 20-plus win. Nice effort by the boys. They started out hot and gave up about a 12, a 10-0 run, but then second half held the Blackhawks to 5, and pretty well-played game by the Indians overall tonight, huh, Jeff?
Man, we talked about it at the break. I really think this is one of the better halves that they played. Again, didn't settle for too many three-point shots, if really any. Got to the basket, made their free throws, made extra passes, and got a lot of good looks inside. And again, Coach O's team gets their 10th win of the season. And again, Ryan Braun, I thought, was outstanding. I think he had 14 or 16. Cade Wendell had 12. And again, didn't live and die by the three ball. And they've done that sometimes this year, Jeff.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, Reese wasn't on his game hitting the threes tonight. He had one. But Indians did a nice job pounding inside. Like you said, Ryan Braun had, I believe, 15 or 17. And Cade Wendell's in double figures. And I thought they got some nice production off their bench tonight, you know. Ethan Shane, Trevor Vaughn came in and did some nice things for him off the bench as well. So real good weekend for the Indians, and looks like both varsity teams are out here and going to be a good hard-fought battle here, I think, tonight.
Again, you said this Missinawa club got a W last night at National Trail. Not a huge win, but a win's a win. And again, Coach Goose club needs to get off the snide. They've lost three games in a row.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, they lost a tough one at Coldwater and then come back and lose to a very good Greenville team. And last night kind of let their guard down. But, you know, to Minster's credit, they played really, really hard and did a lot of good things.
Well, we're going to take a little bit of a timeout. You'll get to hear a little bit of music in between, then you'll hear the intro, and I'll call the varsity game with the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely. Actually, we got a couple stats here. We'll take a quick look at that. Jeff, jump into that real quick, but you look at it, and like I said, you'll hear a little bit of music, probably about a 5 to 7 minute break, and then we'll come back on with the Wayne IGA pregame show. So, Jeff, what do you got stat-wise?
Well, you know, you look at this thing here, and they forced Missinawa into 21 turnovers. Another thing is Indians got the foul line 25 times to Missinawa's 8, and that's what you were talking about, being aggressive and not settling for the 3 ball. That's very obvious. Indians shoot the ball okay from 3, 25%, 48. Yeah,
but big is that, Jeff, they went 1 for 2 in the second half. So
yeah,
there's the difference. 1 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half, and that made them a whole lot more efficient.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what you said. We definitely didn't settle for threes and got it inside to, and definitely paid off. And again, you know, defensively, the Indians did the job, giving up 5 points in the second half. So good things happen when you play good defense, and that's what happened here tonight.
Scoring for the Indians, Ryan Braun, we were wrong. He had 18 points, was the game's leading scorer. 12 points for Cade Wendell, 7 points for Peyton Judy, 4 points each for Trevor Vaughn, for Clayton Pearson, and for Travis Sutter, 3 for Ethan Shane, 3 for Reese Rogers, and 2 for Max Klingshern. On the other side of the ledger, leading scorer was DJ Howe. He had 8 points. But again, Indians win it tonight in fine fashion, going away in the second half, 57-32.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.